Mr. President, I rise in strong support of the Child Custody Prevention Act, and I want to congratulate the leader for scheduling time for this important piece of legislation to come to the floor, as well as congratulate Senator Ensign for the terrific work that he's doing in managing this legislation as the author of the bill. This is a very important piece of legislation. It's been described many times, so I won't go into detail, but basically what we're trying to do is protect children from being taken across state lines to avoid parental consent. I think as a father of six children, two daughters, I believe that parents should be involved in the decisions, healthcare decisions, of minor children. I'm not alone in that regard. The vast majority of Americans believe that in parental consent laws, when it comes to having abortion procedures done on minors, that parents should be involved in that decision. The senator from Illinois described situations that are certainly the exception rather than the rule. And when those exceptions arise, there is, in all of the states, there is a judicial bypass. The senator from Illinois described some pretty horrific circumstances of incest or rape. And here you have a situation where if we don't have this law, the rapist or the person who committed the incest on this minor child could take that child across state lines, never report it to the police, have the abortion done, the parents never know about it, nobody knows about it potentially, and the child is back in the home and potentially in the same threatening environment that the child was in the first place. At least under our under parental consent laws and with this statute, if we're successful, the court can get involved. We can remove that child from the home, remove them from the dangerous situation. So I don't know why allowing someone surreptitiously to avoid parental consent laws is a benefit to the child. If anything, it's just the opposite. That's not a rational reason for objecting to this statute. And again, I would suggest that the American public overwhelmingly feels the same way. They think parents should have the ability to be consulted and notified when it comes to or give consent, depending on the state, to a medical procedure as severe and serious as an abortion. In fact, if you look at the a poll, the question is: Do you agree or disagree that a person should be able to take a minor girl across state lines to obtain an abortion without her parents' knowledge? This isn't consent. This is just knowledge. 15% agree, 7% agree with that statement that they should be able to transport across state lines. 82% disagree. They say that people should not be able to take a child across state lines without the knowledge of their parents. 75% strongly disagree with the current state of the law, which is you can transport children across state lines. In Pennsylvania, all but the state of Ohio have weaker laws on parental consent notification than the state of Pennsylvania. So a child in the northeastern part of our state, northwestern part of our state, can go up to New York, or in the eastern part of our state to New Jersey or Delaware, or southern part of our state, Maryland, West Virginia, all of whom have laws that are not as favorable to parents and children as Pennsylvania with respect to consent. So this is unfortunately not a hypothetical for those of us in Pennsylvania. There are cases, unfortunate cases, of children being taken by a boyfriend or family or other family member across state lines, and really horrible consequences as a result of it. We also have these states who advertise in Pennsylvania. There's a couple of ads that I'll put up on the board here that were, this is, I mentioned northeastern Pennsylvania. Scranton is in northeastern Pennsylvania, up near the New York border. And here in the Scranton yellow pages is All Women's Health and Medical Services in White Plains, New York, toll-free number. Here it is. We're here if you need us. And this is, again, advertising White Plains, New York, which is not that close to Scranton. It's at least 50 miles away. And it talks about no consent, No waiting period. There is a consent provision in the Pennsylvania statute that was upheld as constitutional back in 1992 or 93. And there is a waiting period, a 24-hour waiting period. Again, advertising, no consent, no waiting period. Directly aimed at minors in Pennsylvania to come and have abortions at their clinic across the state line. Here's another one. This is at the other end of the state, the southern part of our state, in Lancaster. And this is, in again, the Yellow Pages in Lancaster. Atlantic Women's Medical Services, Inc. Again, no parental consent, 16 years and older. The Pennsylvania law is 18 years of age. So if you're 16, 17, they require no consent. Again, directly targeted, out of state, encouraging women and others to bring women across the state line for abortions. And here's another, abortion to 24 weeks, the abortion pill, low fare, very low fees, all trying to make sure that these young girls know that abortions are available without consent. This is not a hypothetical. This is direct marketing to minors. Direct marketing to minors in the Yellow Pages who are desperate, who are many cases obviously afraid, and in many cases feel alone, and they're marketing to these vulnerable children to not talk to their parents, to come and get an abortion against state laws out of state. This is, again, not just a hypothetical, but is real, are real life situations in which I will share just a couple of cases with you of cases where we have a situation in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is, again, here on Christmas Eve 2004. A 14-year-old told her mother that she was pregnant. The parents were prepared to be supportive, to help that child in having this child, and scheduling appointments with doctors, counselors, other programs that could help this young child get through this very difficult situation. The daughter chose to have the baby and raise it with love and the support of her family. But the boyfriend's family didn't like the young girl's decision and began to harass and coerce the girl and her family in order to intimidate her into getting an abortion. The mother called the local police for advice and even called an abortion clinic to see how old you needed to be to have an abortion in Pennsylvania, because she was afraid that abortion might take place there. She was told the daughter needed to be 16. That was incorrect. She needed to be 18 in order to have an abortion without consent. And therefore, her mother thought that she was protected. Well, that wasn't the case. In mid-February, she sent her daughter off to school, but the daughter never made it there. Her boyfriend's family met her down the road, put her and her boyfriend in a cab, and then on a train, and finally to a subway to New Jersey, where his family again met them and took them to an abortion clinic where one of them had made an appointment. The young girl began to have second thoughts, but she was told that they would leave her in New Jersey. They would leave her in New Jersey if she didn't undergo an abortion. After the abortion, the adults, the family of the boyfriend, after the abortion, the adults, and that would be the family of the boyfriend, they were able to reveal, I guess, that there was now evidence of a rape that had been concealed. These people would now, again, without having evidence of that, you have a situation where this woman is now completely unprotected, and again, no way of being able to prosecute or go after this young man and his family. That's, we now find out, was what was really behind the parents trying to get rid of this child. This was a situation which should not happen. We have states that protect children and parents and their rights to be able to nurture and help their children along the way. And this was a difficult circumstance, but as I said before, there are unfortunately others. And we have in the state of Pennsylvania, even organizations outside of these legal clinics that are trying to give advice and help children, minors, evade the parental consent laws. There's an organization called the Women's Law. I think it's the Women's Law Project. It says it's legal for teenage women to cross state lines to get an abortion. And again, this is a document that is handed out and given to women to help them, quote, help them avoid the state laws that are in place for parental consent. It says, yes, however, the adult may risk a charge of interfering with the custody of a minor. Adults who are accompanying young women under 14 to out-of-state abortion providers should contact a lawyer or the Women's Law Project. So here you have them saying that, you know, if you're up to 14, if you're over 14 years of age, we'll go ahead and process you and help you go out to another, to an abortion clinic out of state. If you're under 14, you know, well, we may have to do some additional legal work to take care of the situation. This is a real world situation. This is a problem that we're confronted with in this country, and all we're trying to do is let the state's laws, the collective wisdom of the people of Pennsylvania, have effect, have efficacy, that the laws that are put in place are there to protect children and protect the rights of parents. And the only one that can stop others from getting around those protections and avoiding state laws is the federal government, by stopping the interstate transportation of these children for the purposes of abortion. So this is a vitally important piece of legislation for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. This is one that I'm hopeful that 75 or 80% of the United States Senate will agree with when it's all said and done, because it's vitally important for the health of our children and for the stability of families, to give families and children this this legal protection. That's what we're doing here. That's what these states have done. They've given legal protection from further abuse of minors who find themselves in a situation where they're pregnant and under obviously a horrible situation in their lives. They need their parents. Where their parents are the problem, where their parents are a threat to them, there is a judicial bypass. So we have in place safeguards to make sure that where parents are the problem, which again is a minority of situations, we have protections in place.